Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today's updates highlight continued activity across metabolic disease, immunology, and early-stage antibody development as companies push forward with new clinical data and pipeline milestones. First, new analysis surrounding olezarsen is drawing attention after data showed the therapy reduced pancreatitis events in patients with severe hypertriglyceridemia. The findings add to growing interest in RNA-targeted therapies designed to address rare lipid disorders and lower the risk of serious complications tied to extremely elevated triglyceride levels. The analysis suggests reducing triglycerides may also translate into meaningful clinical outcomes beyond biomarker improvement alone. Meanwhile, Apogee Therapeutics reported positive Phase 2 results for zumilokibart in atopic dermatitis, helping move the program closer toward Phase 3 development. According to the company, patients receiving the therapy demonstrated improvements in skin clearance and disease severity measures. The results arrive as competition continues to intensify in the inflammatory disease and dermatology space, where companies are increasingly focused on differentiated biologics with the potential for improved dosing schedules and long-term disease control. And finally, Jade Biosciences announced the initiation of a first-in-human Phase 1 trial for JADE201, a BAFFR-targeting antibody being evaluated for autoimmune diseases. Early-stage development programs targeting B-cell pathways remain an area of significant interest as companies pursue new approaches for conditions driven by immune dysregulation. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit BioPharm International.